decided to answer some questions so that you could get to know me better. I don't know what the questions are, I'm just looking at them now and I haven't answered them, so this might be rather long and rambling, but to me that's half the fun. I know when I listen to recorders, I like to hear them ramble and just talk. So hopefully it's neutral and this won't be a complete clusterfuck. Where are you right now and what are you wearing? No need to make it up, honesty is more fun. Right now, I am in my room. I'm currently in dorms for university, or halls, as we call them here. So my flatmates get to listen to a lot of fun things, I'm assuming, if they can hear me. As for what I'm wearing, I'm not going to make it up, but it's nothing exciting. I'm wearing a massive cardigan. It's black and it has some kind of white and green print on it. It's absolutely huge. Huge cardigans are a staple of mine. I'm also wearing my pajama top. I know it's 20 to 4 in the afternoon as I'm recording this, but I've had a lot of work to do, so I've just been in my room working. So it's a Nirvana t-shirt with Kurt Cobain on it, and it says "Burn out, not fade away." And then just some comfy joggers that are black and grey. Nothing exciting, but I'm comfortable. Sorry, I'm drinking coffee. I'm very tired. I think that comfort can be very sexy. If you know a girl is comfortable, she's going to be confident, she's going to own it. And yeah. Okay, anyway, on to question number two. What brought you here at this time? What inspired you to record? It's actually quite a long story, I'm not going to lie. I used to record when I was younger. Oh, oops. Oh, gosh, sorry. I'm not going to edit this, so if you hear anything, I apologise, but, rambling, long, etc. I did used to record when I was younger, when I was 15. I know that's really gross, but I don't really regret it. It's an absolutely amazing community, and I've made a lot of friends thanks to it. And I've always been very social, always, since I can remember. I won't go into it, but sex is a massive, massive part of my life. And I've always been told that I've had a nice voice, so when I was 15, I thought, why not? But then I stopped. And I kept trying to come back, but there was never really as much of a community as there used to be, but now there is again. So that's wonderful, and that's why I'm sticking around. What inspired me to record? Well, this time around, I was at university socialising with friends and stuff, and I was talking to this one girl, and somehow GWA came up, and 4chan, FSA, all of that. And she was into it, so I thought, it's interesting, I'll see if she knows me. So I told her who I was, and I remember she stopped dead in her tracks, and she told me that she was starstruck and that she loved me, and I was like, oh my gosh. That's completely unexpected. That's happened twice before that I've told someone who I was and they've recognised me. It's quite nice, not gonna lie. Yeah, so I got recognised, and this girl, she's actually coming over later today. She is one of my best friends. And the fact that she was so enthusiastic about it made me really miss it. So I sought it out again, found the community, and I thought, wow, this is what's been missing. It's made me happy, and it's a hobby. I don't really have many hobbies, but now I have one, which is great. Oh my gosh, there are 19 questions, and I'm gonna try and be quicker. Sorry. Three. Have you ever recorded audios for the thread before? Yes, like I said, I've been doing it for almost 4 years now. Have you ever posted an audio here in which you reached orgasm? If so, did it excite you to come for us knowing we were listening? For DWA, no, I haven't yet, though. Yet. That's a very big yet. I definitely intend to, but timing-wise, I'm going to have to wait because I don't want to disrupt any of my flatmates, because generally when I masturbate I'm quiet because I don't want anyone else to hear me. I respect that. But if I'm doing it knowing someone else is going to be hearing it, it's a massive turn on, so I'm a lot louder. So I'm going to have to wait until flatmates are out or something, until I can do it, but I definitely intend to. What are your kinks and turn-ons, etc.? Do you have a list? I do have a list somewhere, but I can't be bothered to find it. I have a lot, so I'll keep this short and sweet. Oh, the fan just turned on, thank goodness. Daddy Dom Little Girl is a massive one of mine. I'm actually submissive, which I probably should have mentioned first. I'm submissive, but somehow I really enjoy doing femdom scripts. I don't really know why, but I just enjoy that a lot more. Sorry if you can hear everything out my window. So Daddy Dom Little Girl is a massive, massive, massive kink of mine. Pet play, public teasing, public sex, subtle public domination, like a subtle choke. I don't know if that's a thing, but that's something that I'm into. Bondage, whips, caning, like general impact play, spanking. Being made to feel smaller and lesser than someone else. Sorry, speak of the devil, my friend just messaged me, and like I said, I can't be bothered to edit this. I think I'm gonna have to edit this. Fuck. Oh no, I can't be bothered. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm lazy. I'm sorry. Anyway, so those are my kinks. How often do you tend to masturbate, and what's your preferred method of masturbation? Describe your usual method as best you can. I have perfected it down to an art, so I know exactly what I like and what I do. And I kind of have a masturbation addiction, so it's a bit of a problem, because it means that when I'm having sex with someone, it's very difficult for them to make me come. It has only happened once from someone else, and that's because I was being flogged, and he flogged me in between my legs, and I just came. It was incredible. How often do I tend to masturbate? Well, I usually like to masturbate every day, once or twice. But recently I have someone who's been controlling that and restricting that, which I enjoy. So it's really when I remember to ask permission. And it's not really every day, because I guess that's greedy. And so my method, I will lie down in a plank. This is really not very sexy, but it gets the job done. Lie down, have my head propped up a little bit, have a little prop on my right arm, and I use my right arm. Have my legs crossed over at the ankles, and I rub my index finger in circular motions just above my clit. My clit is way too sensitive to touch directly. Generally all over, I'm extremely, extremely sensitive, so I have to be restrained when I'm having sex, so I don't kind of flail and wriggle all over the place. Where's the most risky place you've masturbated to orgasm? School. I used to do it in my school cubicles. Have you ever masturbated for anyone else other than here? If so, tell us about it. I've done a lot of things on Skype, masturbating for many people. I've masturbated for sexual partners. There's a lot of people, so I'm not really going to get into it, but, you know, things get heated on Skype and you can't help it. What's your favourite way to be fucked? As kinky as I am and as much stuff as I like, I really love missionary. I don't know why. I think it's because I love feeling the weight of someone on top of me. And the fact that they're very intimate and close, and they can just lean down next to you and whisper in your ear all these things. This one guy, I was fucking, he would whisper in my ear, I'm going to tear you apart. And Jesus Christ, it was the hottest thing. Oh my God. But foreplay wise, I said for me to be fucked. Foreplay, I like it anywhere and everywhere, all the time. I like to be teased for an entire day until when we get home, I'm just gagging for it and I have to be fucked and I will do anything. Oh my goodness, planes, I'm so sorry. Do you like it a little rough, being held down and used? I love it. I absolutely love it. My purpose is to be used sexually. That is my purpose. That's why I'm so submissive. When I have a dom that I respect and that I truly submit to, he can take anything. I rarely say the safe word because my limits are pretty up there. It takes a lot. I've only said the safe word once in my life, and it was actually when I was being fingered, and I thought I was going to pee, but it turns out I squirted, so. Have you ever had a... Oh my goodness! Would you respectfully be quiet, please? I would really appreciate that. No? Wow. I'll see if that doesn't really work much, okay. Have you ever had a sexual experience with another girl? If so, tell us about it. I have had two. Oh my gosh, finally. More people I can tell the story to. So I have this story. When I first joined university in October, I ended up pulling a 30-year-old burlesque dancer, female. She wasn't my first sexual experience with a woman, but my most exciting. So it was my friend's birthday, and oh my god, my window is closed. Anyway. So I was at a friend's birthday party and I was just talking about sex, as I always do, to this woman. She was very, very attractive, very in shape, just beautiful. I'm my type. I like short girls with box fringes. So we were talking and we were flirting and flirting, and I don't know what came over me, but I was very confident and I wouldn't stop flirting till we started making out. And one thing led to another and we went to the toilet. And there were two cubicles in use and one was out of order. So when it was slightly more empty, I ended up opening the out of order one. You know those kind of locks, you can slide a coin in and twist it. So I did that. And we went in and we fucked. And it was incredible because she really knew what she was doing. And I remember when we came out of the cubicle, someone else went in. And they were like, wait, and just kind of stayed quiet. Do you ever use a toy when you masturbate? If so, please describe it. I do occasionally when there's no one around. I use a rabbit, but just the ears, so it's a bullet. It's wonderful. It's, oh my gosh, just, oh. But still, nothing really beats the touch of another person. Oh my god, that sounded so lonely, but you know what I meant. Have you ever had sex with more than one person at a time? If so, tell us a little about it. Wait, okay, I'm going to see how long this recording is. If it's like 20 minutes, I'm so... Oh, okay, 13. It's not too bad. I've had sex with more than one person at one time. I have. I had a threesome with two other girls. This was my first proper sexual experience with another girl. It kind of started off as a porno. Literally that kind of scenario where I have two very attractive female friends that are both bi and we weren't really close enough friends to not have sex, if that, you know what I mean. So I approached my one friend and I was like, I would love to have a threesome with you and this other girl. And she was like, okay, I'm down. So I went up to the other girl and I was like, I'd like a threesome with you and her. And she was like, yeah, sure. So I was teasing the first girl and it was really, really great at a party underneath some covers until we ended up moving to another room. The girl we wanted a threesome with was being hit on by this guy, so she didn't end up joining us. So she and I, we were fucking. And then we hear a bang at the door and our friend ran into it and then came in and she was our best friend. It was a bit awkward, but she ended up joining us. Can you remember what it is that inspired you to come the last time you masturbated? I.e., what you were thinking about, watching, listening to. I can't really give much detail, but I was on Skype with someone and we were doing things, and they're very good at pushing my buttons, and I'm not going to say any more than that. Do you like to go to for multiple orgasms, or is one usually enough? One is definitely enough. I get completely tuckered out. Oh my god, I'm so British. I said tuckered out. Wow. I get exhausted after one. Just panting, lying there, sweaty. I'm just done. Good night. Off to bed. If you were to record a script, what kind of subject matter would appeal to you? Well, I have recorded scripts. Some of them I've written myself, like The Fallen Angel and The Succubus. And also the Silent Hill one that I did, that I posted. I'm very proud of that. That's probably my peak. I really like doing fantasy things. So I'm thinking about doing maybe a vampire or a fairy or a nymph or maybe a siren next. I'm not really sure. But I am also thinking about writing a Lara Croft script, considering that I am English. So if anyone is actually listening to this and has gotten this far, please message me what kind of things you'd like. I do enjoy femdom, even if I am submissive. So, just lay it on me. I'll try and write a script and do the best that I can. Are you able to improvise scenes? What? Oh, sorry. Are you able to improvise scenes? Would you like to do that kind of stuff? I am generally terrible with see, I can't even talk. Improvisation. I guess if I had a couple of key phrases and things to say, then I might be okay. But generally, I like to have a script. Unless it's masturbation or I'm just thinking about something I'm into, like maybe Daddy Don Little Girl. I think I would be able to improvise at that. The reason I don't record that kind of thing is because I don't really think I don't have the voice for it. I have quite a low voice, and I think it comes across as more dominant because talking like this and saying, sit over there and be a good boy, is much more effective than saying something like, oh, daddy, please can you come here and give me a cuddle? Like, last question. Finally, after. Oh my god, it was almost 20 minutes. I'm so sorry. Please choose. Oh no, it's not even. It's just asking me to choose a name, which I already have done. It's Turtle. Or on GWA Turtle's voice, because someone took Turtle. I'm not salty, but okay, I am a little bit. So these are some questions that I found on FSA and decided to answer for you to hopefully get to know me better. If you ever have any requests or, just yeah, send me a message, record to. Wow! I'm gonna try that again, and I'm again not gonna edit that out so you can all see that I'm absolutely appalling at talking. Please send me a message, feel free to request anything. And if you actually made it through this and listened to this entire thing, I hope that you have a wonderful day. And I will probably post something not safe for work later. So yeah, have a great day, everyone.